The Alaska Federation of Natives, the Alaska Intertribal Council, and a dozen regional Native nonprofits are asking Governor Bill Walker to change his position in a case involving the adoption of Alaska Native children. They say the state's position in the case Tinuunik versus the state of Alaska erects barriers between tribal children and tribal homes. The state has said it's only arguing for compliance with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Under the terms of the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, Alaska Native children must be placed for adoption with their relatives or tribal members unless it's clearly in the child's interest to do otherwise. An Alaska Supreme Court ruling last December allowed the non-Native Smith family to adopt baby Dawn, even though her Native grandmother wanted to adopt her. The state successfully argued the grandmother had failed to file a required petition to adopt. Lloyd Miller is a partner in the law firm Sanosky Chambers Saxe Miller & Munson, which is representing the village of Tinuunik. He says the state is misinterpreting the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling. Miller says that ruling requires formal action, a standard he says the grandmother met when she told the state's Office of Children's Services and testified in court that she wanted to adopt her grandchild. The village of Tinuunik requested a rehearing in the case. Both briefs to the Alaska Supreme Court on that request are due on Monday. The Alaska House Finance Committee today voted to restore most of the funding for public broadcasting that had previously been stripped out by a budget subcommittee. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
In a 10-to-1 vote, the House Finance Committee voted to restore $1.5 million to public broadcasting across the state. The vast majority of those funds, more than $1.3 million, are directed toward public radio. The sole objection in the committee was made by Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole. She says she believes public broadcasting is beneficial, but that tough budget times dictate heavy cuts in some areas.
You know, I understand, I heard a lot of the testimony on this, but, you know, it is public radio, and I think at some point we just don't have the money. I mean, we're billions of dollars in deficit, and we just, you know, can't make every program keep going, and some of it has to go back to the community. So, reluctantly, I have to oppose this amendment.
Representative David Guttenberg of Fairbanks said during Tuesday's hearing that communities throughout the state already give a great deal to public broadcasting.
I mean, the communities weigh in with their dollars. The percentage of people that give to public broadcasting makes our little campaign donation coffers pale. They support this. This is something that they believe in. And for years and years and years, they empty their pockets to support public broadcasting.
The reinstating of public broadcasting funds was one of 81 amendments heard on Tuesday. Next, the budget will go to the House floor, then to the Senate Finance Committee. If the current funding levels hold, it represents a cut to public radio of more than 23% from last year. The subcommittee's recommended cut would have been 59%. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.